news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I guess as of today, just 2 weeks out from announcing the winner in the Go Play Outside sweepstakes. Also 2 weeks away from FM Talk 106.5's and our partner at WKRG's AL1 Republican debate. That means all five candidates on the Republican side for the seat that's being vacated by Bradley Byrne. They will be in a debate in Chickasaw. This goes from 6 to 8 o'clock on Thursday the 21st. We'll be at the J.C. Davis Auditorium in Chickasaw. I'm moderating. Peter Albrecht from WKRG is moderating, and we have all five candidates there. We invite you to come out in person. Plus, we will be broadcasting end-to-end from right here at FM Talk 106.5. You'll be able to listen to the debate, and our friends over at WKRG are going to televise the debate as well. That's 2 weeks from tonight, so put that on your to-do list. It's coming up very, very soon. All right, 7:08, so much to do coming up with Dr. Bill Williams. We'll talk about our forecast. It includes some rain and then some cooler temperatures by the weekend and some just plain cold temperatures by next week. He'll break that out for us coming up. Also, Captain Bobby joins us shortly for the FM Talk 106.5 Fisherman Report. We'll take a look at the world of sports with Dalton. Kelly's got our headlines and so much more. Glad you're here. First, let's get started with Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, got the fire department blocking the entrance to Austell there. Just off the causeway, they've got an accident. It's backing up traffic in each direction, so be careful through there. Mobile Police Department are clear beyond that. Good ride eastbound I-10 heading to 65. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma is the state's original CBD store. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with CBD America products. Call 675-4291. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with showers developing and highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and cooler with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Fred.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New this morning, new images of a person of interest in the case of missing college student Anaya Blanchard have been released. The Auburn Police Department released the two photos of a man, and they're asking the public for help identifying him. The man was seen on video surveillance inside of the convenience store at the time the 19-year-old was last seen and disappeared on October the 23rd. The man is described as a black male in his early to mid-20s, approximately 200 pounds, and is between 5'8" and 5'10" tall. He's wearing dark-colored pants, dark-colored shoes, and a camouflage-colored hooded jacket with the word Vans in white, and white writing, that is, across the back. The person of interest left the convenience store and was described as a late 2000 model Lincoln Town car, either silver or gray in color. Anyone with any information is urged to contact 911 or 334-501-3140. There is an anonymous tip line available as well, 334-246-1391. There's a more than $100,000 reward being offered for any information leading to the safe return of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. This morning, the search continues for a missing person in the water some 2 nautical miles offshore of Destin, Florida. According to the USCG, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, and Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission are searching for the airman who exited a C-130 aircraft over the Gulf of Mexico. Watchstanders at Coast Guard Sector Mobile received a report at approximately 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday for their help to locate the service member. And since then, even more agencies have joined in the search, to include U.S. Army 7th Special Forces Group, Duke Field, and the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office as well. The missing airman has yet to be identified. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 712 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. All the way, more about the discussion of Jeff Sessions getting in the Senate race. Talked to Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News yesterday on the Midday Show. He feels 90% certain that Jeff Sessions will announce that he is in. Now, there are people, I heard Jeff Porter, but he say he's still 50-50. Mm-hmm. But it seems like things are trending towards the fact that Sessions will announce he's in. Of course, the dominoes start to fall on this one. And we'll talk all about that and get you some clips from that interview yesterday. Pretty interesting. Some polling out from Signal, the Signal company, that shows Jeff Sessions, if he gets in, leading the Senate race. This is going to be something that has effects, of course, with the president. What will the president's reaction be to this? At the same time, what are the other candidates that have been in and campaigning on the Republican side? What does it do to them? We'll talk about it. Also, heads up reminder, big weekend this weekend leading into Veterans Day. Of course, we have our friends at the Fisher House, and I'll tell you more about the Fisher House charity. Just understand that it is the great folks do great work. It's, I guess, the simple way I explain it, what Ronald McDonald House is to families with children that are in hospitals, mm-hmm. right? What the Ronald McDonald House is to them, Fisher House is to the families of our veterans that are getting care here in the U.S., around VA facilities and around the world. They build those homes for those families. And I'll tell you more about their story coming up. But they bring you a very special Veterans Day show over the weekend. And we're going to be airing it. And our friends at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, always stepping up for the veterans and law enforcement. And they're stepping up to bring you this over the weekend. We're going to be airing this on Saturday, Sunday, and also Monday, noon to 2. And on Monday mm-hmm. morning, we're going to be doing this show live from the Civic Center parking lot where the veterans line up for the Veterans Day Parade. That parade starts around 10. We're going to be with them beforehand. We have booked guests, Vietnam-era veterans, the focus of this year's Veterans Day celebration. And we're going to have Vietnam-era veterans speaking with us on the show. Plus, we'll be giving you the news, weather, traffic, sports, all that kind of good stuff, and feeding you some breakfast. I now talk to our buddy Mike Callahan. He's stepping up on the donut side.
Awesome.
He stepped up there.
Got to have donuts.
Yes, he's doing the donut thing. And Miss Patty and everybody at Allegri Market, love those folks, are providing us with Baldwin County Satsumas plus some bananas. So if you want to do kind of the fresh breakfast thing, we've got that going as well. We'll be in the Civic Center parking lot. Stop by, visit with us, and thank those veterans that'll be there assembled for that parade.
Yeah, sounds awesome. And you were talking about the Fisher House, such a great organization. If you've ever thought about or have donated to charities, one thing you got to do is go to some of these online rating websites to know that where you're putting your money is actually going to put it to good use, put it to what you think they're going to use that money for. And there's a few sites out there, charitynavigator.org, guidestar.org, charitywatch.org. Go to any of those. If you type in Fisher House, they have an amazing rating. So you know that if you donate to Fisher House, your money goes to the veterans and exactly what you think it'll go to.
That's right. And that is very important. That's why this is the national charity we paired ourselves with for the last 7 or 8 years. And we're proud to do it again. All right, 7:15, we'll check in with News 5, also Auburn Sports Day on the way, and some clips from my interview yesterday with Todd Stacey talking about if Sessions will get in the race, and we'll give you details if you want to hear an expanded version of that. It is one of the many, many things on our podcast page at fmtalk1065.com.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. State troopers have released the name of the motorcyclist who died in a crash early Wednesday morning in Baldwin County. It happened around 4 o'clock on County Road 112. Troopers say an 18-wheeler was hit by a motorcyclist identified as 57-year-old Keith Owens of Pensacola. Owens died at the scene. The truck driver, 52-year-old Patrick Bannister of Bay Minette, was not injured. As emergency crews responded to that crash, a second crash happened in the same location. An 18-wheeler loaded with logs hit two unoccupied vehicles. The 18-wheeler then ran off the road, hitting and killing a volunteer firefighter, 41-year-old Dwayne Bradshaw. He was airlifted to Sacred Heart Hospital, where he died. Bradshaw returned from Iraq just 3 weeks ago. A grand jury will hear D'Angelo Parnell's case. The 17-year-old is accused of shooting 9 people at Ladd People Stadium in August. They've recovered shell casings from Parnell's gun and another weapon. Right now, Parnell faces 9 counts of attempted murder. Some of those charges may be dropped if ballistics proves Parnell isn't responsible for some of the injuries. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59. In Foley.
At 718 FM Talk 1065. Mobile Mornings on a Thursday. Glad to have you along. Dr. Bill's not far away. He'll walk us through the rain coming and the cooler temperatures, then the downright cold temperatures for next week. He does that around 7:35. Right now it's time to check in with Sports on the Plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by your CBD store West Mobile and the Carrot Patch.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn women's basketball took care of Wofford last night, 84-82, without three key young players due to injury. That forced Coach Flo to play Deja Alexander at the point for some of the game.
It was a little bit of a struggle in the beginning. You know, you're asking your leading scorer to come back and run the point. So I thought she was a little, you know, tentative at first when the game first started. Not really looking to score, trying to run the team and run the offense. But she picked it up and got it together, and she did. She hit some free throws down the end that helped.
The Tigers don't play again until a week from tonight at home against Old Dominion.
You know, we only have 10 players, you know, so, you know, I got to give them the rest that they need and make sure that they're, you know, doing everything that they need, because it's a very long season, so we'll take advantage of this week off.
Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha Insurance. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. The men's basketball team is in Annapolis, where tomorrow they'll play Davidson. Samir Dowdy is splitting time early in the year between point guard and combo guard.
Tell the coach a lot, and this is something that I wanted to do and something that he trusted me to do. I feel comfortable out there, but it's just a process, and it's about getting used to playing two different positions, because they're two totally different positions. One is I got to get my teammates involved, and one I'm looking to score the ball. So it's just a learning process. I feel like I'm going to get better as the year go on.
Dowdy scored 20 in the season opening victory over Georgia Southern Tuesday night. You'll hear from Bruce Pearl, Gus Malzahn, and others tonight on Tiger Talk, 6 p.m. start, and we're in the studio tonight. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love.
At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, at CarrotPatchMobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown and Associates, will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with showers developing and highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and cooler with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're tired of the same old promises from politicians, you don't know Jerry. Jerry Carl is different. Like President Trump, Jerry's an outsider and businessman who'll stand with Trump to put America first. His word is his bond. It's how Jerry Carl became a successful businessman who's built several different companies right here in South Alabama. And as county commissioner, it's why Jerry Carl refused a taxpayer-funded salary, opposed wasteful spending, and stopped tolling for a new bridge. As a Christian saved by God's grace, Jerry Carl is 100% pro-life, and we can count on him to defend our South Alabama values. And Jerry wants to tackle tough problems, not whine about them. That's why the Socialist Squad won't stop Jerry Carl from building a wall to secure our borders. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Stock up the fridge and freezer this fall and holidays with Monroe Sausage and Monroe Bacon. For a versatile and hearty meal or snack, any time of the day or night, Monroe Sausage and Monroe Bacon, MonroeSausage.com. Yeah, it's that good.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, new accident eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and 65. Got a vehicle that ran off the road. Also, still there right off the causeway in Alpha Atsco Road at the entrance to Austell, and you're going to see heavier traffic there as well. The Mobile International Festival, celebrating the art and science of food, Saturday, November 23rd at the grounds in Mobile with international foods, live music, dance, and exhibits. Get your tickets at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 724 FM Talk 106.5, about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. It's got rain in our forecast tonight, and then a lot cooler temperatures by tomorrow and the weekend. But then there's 30s and upper 20s in the, yeah, in other words, plant moving weather. As we know along the Gulf, bring the plants in, cover them up kind of weather coming for next week. But we'll get to that around 7:35. This segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. The holidays are approaching, and you may be thinking about how you're going to save some extra cheddar money. I got a way for you that maybe you haven't thought of. What if you consolidated your high interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with Lightstream? Right now, you can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, which is way lower than the national average interest rate. That's 20% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as the rates continue to rise, the low rate you lock in won't budge. And there are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Here's how it works. Lightstream sees people like you that have good credit rank, good rating. This is why you work on having a good credit score, because you get better rates and a better loan experience. And that's exactly what they deliver with Lightstream. And y'all right now can apply to get a special interest rate discount as well. Now, the only way to get that discount, though, is to go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. My last name, lightstream.com/Sullivan. Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, we'll get Kelly's headlines coming up here. Also, Captain Bobby on the way, Robert Kennedy Jr., Bob Hulbert, all that happening, plus some clips from my interview with Todd Stacey yesterday about will he or won't he, Jeff Sessions, Senate 2020. Could be a thing as early as today.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening overnight, President Donald Trump has confirmed that, yes, he will be in attendance of the Alabama-LSU game this Saturday in Tuscaloosa. The president said at a rally in Monroe, Louisiana, quote, "By the way, this Saturday I'm going to be at a certain game. Let's see, it's LSU versus a pretty good team from Alabama." The president goes on to say, "I'm a football fan and I hear you have a great quarterback. We're going to see. I'm actually going to the game. I said, that's the game I want to go to. It will be tremendous. Two great teams." So if you plan to be at the game this Saturday, don't miss kickoff, because the University of Alabama is advising you to arrive to the stadium extra early, as in a few hours early, due to extra security required for this presidential visit. New information this morning in a horrific crash which claimed the life of a firefighter after he was responding to a fatal crash in Escambia County. It happened Wednesday morning just across the Alabama-Florida line. Here's what we know. 41-year-old Dwayne S. Bradshaw, the volunteer district chief at Escambia County Fire Rescue Station No. 1 in Bellevue and assistant district chief at Station No. 2, was killed while responding to a multi-vehicle accident with a fatality. We also know that the Escambia County Emergency Communications received a call for a multi-vehicle accident at approximately 3:52 a.m. The Escambia County Fire Rescue and Escambia County EMS both responded. While responding to that crash, Bradshaw was hit by a vehicle and was then transported by Lifelight as a trauma alert to Sacred Heart Hospital. At this hour, the Alabama Highway Patrol is investigating. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Gives you some clips from that Todd Stacey interview, but you can go ahead and you can work ahead. If you didn't catch Midday Mobile hour number one yesterday, actually there was just 1 hour because we did our special shows for the Battleship and the Scuttlebutt Boys will come on at one when we do that. If you go back to the podcast page, go to fmtalk1065.com, click podcast. You can go to Midday Mobile on Tuesday or Wednesday, hour one, the only hour that's there, and about halfway through, well, 15 minutes in, you'll hear the interview start with Todd Stacey. He believes, and he's with Alabama Daily News, pretty connected dude. He said 90% he thinks Jeff Sessions announces he's in for Senate 2020, which, by the way, is our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Would you consider voting for Jeff Sessions in the 2020 Senate Republican primary? Vote right now on the front page of FM Talk 106.5, and we'll tally those results, talk about them with you. All right, we'll do that in just a couple minutes. Dr. Bill joins us at about 7:34, it looks like now, to talk some weather, some colder weather heading our way.
Getting so chilly.
Yeah, in big time next week. Roll the plants in, cover them up, do all that kind of stuff. He's joining us shortly. News is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Former U.S. Attorney General and Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions is expected to announce his campaign to reclaim his old Senate seat. Both CNN and the Washington Post reported that last night. Friday is the final day for candidates to qualify. Sessions was in the Senate for 20 years before accepting the job as U.S. Attorney General in 2017. Mobile police are looking for the person who left a severely injured horse tied to a tree in downtown Mobile. A veterinarian made the call to euthanize the horse. Police say the animal's hind legs broke through the
floor of a trailer it was being hauled in, hitting the road, but the driver kept going. They say the driver eventually stopped and abandoned the horse. Police released a picture of a black truck hauling a blue horse trailer. We expect to hear closing arguments today in the Marquise Wallace trial. Police say Wallace was driving a rented white Dodge Challenger that hit and killed a woman and a baby. From there, police say Wallace cut off his ankle monitor and ditched the car. They found it at a warehouse in Pensacola using SiriusXM's built-in GPS. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, approximately 75% of gun-related crimes are committed with stolen firearms from hardworking people like you and me. Why not team up with Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and help put an end to this rising statistic and lock them up? Liberty Safes offers many models in stock with a wide range of fire protection and security features. Come by Mike Ward's today to find the right safe to fit your needs. You're going to find service like no other. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe, exit 5B, I-65 at Moffitt in Mobile. Phone number 471-1137.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the world should be concerned about an escalation in Iran's nuclear program. Pompeo says Tehran's recent activities raise concerns that it's poised for what he calls the option of a rapid nuclear breakout. Winter is coming, and although it already feels pretty cold in some places, meteorologist Chad Meyer says it's going to get a lot colder in the next few days.
Anywhere east of the Rockies is going to be below normal, especially after Tuesday. It's safe to say through Texas and even parts of Florida, the growing season will be over.
A 13-year-old suspect in a double homicide who broke free while he was in court, back in custody in North Carolina. The teen's mother reportedly turned him over to U.S. Marshals in Lumberton. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions expected to announce today he will run for his old Senate seat from Alabama. I'm Jan Johnson.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says Washington and Beijing have agreed to cancel tariff hikes as their trade negotiations progress. The spokesman says envoys had agreed to a phased cancellation of tariff increases depending on the progress of negotiations. He told reporters if both sides reach a first-phase agreement, then based on that deal, they will cancel already imposed tariffs proportionately. Federal prosecutors say the Saudi government recruited two Twitter employees to get personal account information of their critics. The complaint unsealed in U.S. District Court in San Francisco details a coordinated effort by Saudi officials to recruit employees at the social media giant to look up the private data of thousands of Twitter accounts. The accounts included those of a popular journalist with more than 1 million followers or other prominent government critics. Walmart and Tesla have settled a lawsuit filed by the retail giant alleging Tesla installed rooftop solar panels that caught fire. Details of the settlement have not been disclosed. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Right. So the transition starts today, right? We got some rain in the mix?
Yeah, it looks like we could see a few showers develop this afternoon because we've got a strong cold front that is going to come through here and tonight and going to give us some nice chilly weather for the weekend. And that front right now is still up over Arkansas, but it's going to rapidly sweep across Mississippi and Alabama today and tonight. So today, look for a warm day. We could make it to 80 degrees before the rain moves in. And those showers, again, more likely in the afternoon. Then tonight, showers, and we start to cool down as the wind shifts around to the north, and we'll get down to around 52 degrees. Now, tomorrow, the cold, dry air moves in, and we're going to be quite a bit cooler tomorrow, only 62 for a high compared to near 80 today. The wind out of the north tomorrow, 15 to 20 miles an hour and gusty, so it's going to feel a lot cooler. Now, tomorrow night, we will get down to around 40 degrees. That means some areas will be in the 30s. And then for the weekend, really looks good with sunny skies and 65 on Saturday, and then plenty of sunshine and 68 on Sunday. On Monday, clouds come back in, and there is a slight chance that we could see a shower later in the day. The high on Monday getting into the low 70s, and then a stronger cold front comes in Monday night and into early Tuesday. Tuesday will be mostly cloudy, windy, and colder. A few showers in the morning, but the high on Tuesday only 52. And then Tuesday night, we get down to 30 degrees, so a freeze for Tuesday night here in the city. That means that the outlying areas will be in the 20s. And then it'll stay cold on Wednesday with a high of only 52 degrees.
Wow. Wasn't it just like 3 weeks ago or something we were bumping upper 80s?
Yes.
Okay. Just check it. That's life along the Gulf Coast. So, I mean, this is a two-part deal. It's cool over the weekend, cold over the weekend, but cover the plants, bring them in, whether by next week.
Yeah, because Tuesday is going to be the day of the first freeze, or Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. And right now looks like a good chance around 30 degrees. Now, the cool spell coming in for this weekend, the coldest night will be Friday night, tomorrow night. Should be down around 40 degrees, some areas in the 30s, and a beautiful weekend, and then we warm up a bit on Monday, and then the cold air comes in for Tuesday.
All right. I do have to ask you about this as we transition from, you know, temperatures a lot warmer to a lot colder, and there's a front in the mix. Do you expect severe weather tonight, today, tomorrow?
No, this doesn't look like it. It looks like just showers for tonight. You may hear a rumble of thunder, but I don't expect any kind of severe weather.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, Dr. Bill, with the forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Right now, let's check your ride. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning from the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. They've got an accident in Baldwin County at 181 and 104 with injuries. Also went off the Battleship Parkway to Atsco Road. The right lane still blocked off waiting for the wreckers. And now eastbound I-10, right off the northbound 65 exit ramp, you've got a car that actually left the roadway. Celebrate the holidays with Ballygrath Gardens and Home with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights guaranteed to get you in the holiday spirit. Open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st after Thanksgiving. Get tickets at bellingraph.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:39, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Okay, so we're looking at the online opinion poll question, which this morning is about what might happen today. Would you consider voting for Jeff Sessions in the 2020 Senate Republican primary? Right now, 67% of y'all say yes, 33% no, and no undecideds.
Everyone knows exactly what they're doing.
That's right. So we, if you're an undecided vote, we need you as well over at FMTalk1065.com. It's right there on the front page. You'll see the online opinion poll question. And the other part of this is who suffers most? You know, you've got a couple questions here. We've got the side discussion of President Trump coming to town for the football game, and will, if Jeff Sessions announces, will he start in on Jeff Sessions? At the same time, if you are somebody who's already campaigning for U.S. Senate on the Republican side, what do you think about Jeff Sessions getting in, and who suffers the most? It's a question I asked Todd Stacey yesterday.
Who suffers most? Who has the most to lose from Jeff Sessions getting into the race out of the Republicans already in?
Right. So in summer, back in late June, Brent Buchanan's firm, he's got a polling firm called Signal, they did a poll that showed the following ballot staff by percentage without Sessions in the race. Tommy Tuberville was leading at 29%. Bradley Byrne was next with 21%. Roy Moore at 13, and John Merrill at 12. And that about lines up with all the public polls that we've seen, even some internal ones from the campaign. That's about right, within 2 or 3 points of each other as far as where these candidates go. But then they ask the second question. You know, who would you vote for today with Jeff Sessions being one of the choices? In that ballot test, Jeff Sessions had 29% of the vote. Second was Tommy Tuberville at 21%, then Bradley Byrne at 13, then Roy Moore at 9, and John Merrill at 8. So right there, we know that based on this polling, again, a couple months old, but based on this polling, Jeff Sessions would be the front runner already in that field. And so that's pretty significant information.
Indeed. We'll get more clips from that, but that whole podcast is waiting for you as well by going to the website, fmtalk1065.com, clicking the link for podcast, and going to Midday Mobile from yesterday. You'll get that there. In addition, you can subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify's got our podcast, and TuneIn Radio.
That's right. All those places.
All right. 7:42. We'll be right back.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News. Car Doctor is now offering street legal Yamaha packages.
That's right, street legal.
Come into Car Doctor today. Ask Trisha and Steven about how easy it is to make your gas Yamaha cart street legal. Car Doctor, Highway 90 in Theodore.
All right, on the way, a look at sports with Dalton, and believe it or not, politics are getting in the way of sports. We've got issues here. It was a memo put out on the Crimson White, the newspaper of the University of Alabama, student newspaper, talking to the students, telling them they risk losing their seating blocks if they're, they didn't say protest, but they
said disruptive behavior.
Disruptive behavior on Saturday.
And everyone knows there's no disruptive behavior at Alabama games.
I was never part of that. You can't prove it. All right, 7:45, news is next. Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles, and it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken outside
outside the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. State troopers have released the name of the motorcyclist who died in a crash early Wednesday morning in Baldwin County. It happened around 4 o'clock on County Road 112. Troopers say an 18-wheeler was hit by a motorcyclist identified as 57-year-old Keith Owens of Pensacola. Owens died at the scene. The truck driver, 52-year-old Patrick Bannister of Bay Minette, was not injured. As emergency crews responded to that crash, a second crash happened in the same location. An 18-wheeler loaded with logs hit two unoccupied vehicles. The 18-wheeler then ran off the road, hitting and killing a volunteer firefighter, 41-year-old Dwayne Bradshaw. He was airlifted to Sacred Heart Hospital, where he died. Bradshaw returned from Iraq just 3 weeks ago. A grand jury will hear D'Angelo Parnell's case. The 17-year-old is accused of shooting 9 people at Ladd People Stadium in August. They've recovered shell casings from Parnell's gun and another weapon. Right now, Parnell faces 9 counts of attempted murder. Some of those charges may be dropped if ballistics proves Parnell isn't responsible for some of the injuries. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Bailey's TV and Mattress has the best prices of the year. In the 2019 TV Value Electronics Shootout, the Sony OLED was just named the king of TV. Stop by Bailey's for a demo today. The Sony OLED is the best picture we've ever seen. Perfect for all the big ball games coming up. Bailey's TV providing mobile excellent service and installation for over 65 years. And Bailey's TV is your local Sonos audio dealer. Bailey's TV and Mattress, Lakeside and Government, 666-0448.
Good morning, 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. As Alabama prepares for their top 3 matchup against LSU this Saturday in Tuscaloosa, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa continues to do all he can to return from a high ankle sprain. Head coach Nick Saban gave an update on his star quarterback's status yesterday.
I know you're going to ask me about Tua, but look, Tua's worked hard to try to get back where he has an opportunity to play. He's been able to practice some. We still don't know what his status for the game is going to be. We'll make it, you know, when the game comes. I don't know what kind of setbacks he's going to have and how he's going to continue to progress.
On October 20th, Tagovailoa underwent a tightrope procedure to repair that high ankle sprain on the right ankle that he injured against Tennessee. He practiced on a limited basis during the bye week, and according to 247sports.com, Tua was on the field during all 3 viewing periods of practice this week. He had a black sleeve on his right leg and was reportedly moving well. The third-ranked Tide hosts the second-ranked LSU Tigers in Tuscaloosa this Saturday at 2:30. And President will be in attendance. Senator Doug Jones, the West Virginia Senator, Doug Manchin, he will also be there.
Reportedly. Of course, his friendship with Coach Saban.
That's right. So a lot of politicos will be in town for the game on Saturday. And like Sean mentioned, the Crimson White Tide newspaper putting out that disruptive behavior will not be allowed in the game. You could lose your seats for not only the game, but the rest of the season. Security will be on high on Saturday, to say the least. The South Alabama Jaguars men's basketball team got their season started with an 82-51 win over Pikeville last night at the Mitchell Center. New senior guard transfer Chad Lott led the Jags with 18 points. 5 players from South scored double-digit points in the victory. Senior Trey Mitchell added 15 of those points with 9 blocks, tying Frank Wilson and Kelly Blaine for the school record. The Jags, who have been picked by many as the preseason Sun Belt Conference favorites, host Southern Miss at home on Saturday night at 7. In the SEC, South Carolina beat North Alabama last night 77-55. Missouri easily cruised past Incarnate Word 82-42. Texas A&M beat Northwestern State 77-63. And the Jerry Stackhouse era began at Vanderbilt with an 83-65 win over Southeast Missouri State. 7:49, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger.
piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles, or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center records are on the scene there at Battleship Parkway, Datsco Road, right in front of Austell. Eastbound I-10, right off the northbound 65 exit ramp, they've got a car that left the roadways. Also in Baldwin County, clearing up an accident. State troopers are there at 181 and 104. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with showers developing and highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and cooler with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
It's 751 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Reminder here, we are 2 weeks out from announcing the winner here, drawing the winner for our Go Play Outside sweepstakes, and we're 2 weeks away from FM Talk 1065 and WKRG presenting the AL1 Congressional Debate for the Republicans. This is happening from 6 to 8 in Chickasaw, Thursday the 21st, in Chickasaw at the J.C. Davis Auditorium. You'll be able to hear that debate live on FM Talk 1065, also broadcast on WKRG-TV. And hopefully you can come out in person and join us. This is going to be 2 weeks from tonight at the J.C. Davis Auditorium. Those five that have qualified to run for the seat being vacated by Bradley Byrne, who is running for Senate. Which is a big story today. Those five will be debating on Thursday the 21st in Chickasaw.
We got to eat our Wheaties that morning, giving away almost $9,000 in prizes, and then the Republican debate? Wow.
That's how we roll, man. That's what we do around here. 752, Captain Bobby's on the way. First, let's get some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A homicide investigation is now underway in Mobile. Officers responded to Doyle Park off Dolphin Island Parkway around 9:30 p.m. last night. That is where authorities found an adult male on the playground suffering from a gunshot wound. That victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Happening right now, homicide detectives are interviewing witnesses, but no arrests have been made at this hour. The victim has not yet been identified. Police in the Port City are working to figure out who would just leave an injured horse behind. This is a case of animal cruelty. On Thursday, October 31st, at approximately 11:45 p.m., Mobile police responded to the 700 block of St. Francis Street in reference to the report of a horse tied to a tree on a property in Mobile. Officers located the horse and discovered that the horse's rear legs had been injured. The investigation revealed that the horse was in a trailer when its legs broke through the floor and hit the roadway. The driver then continued driving and later abandoned the animal on St. Francis Street. Authorities then contacted a veterinarian who then had to euthanize the animal due to the severity of their injuries. Attempts to locate the owner have been unsuccessful. This investigation is ongoing. Mobile police want you to know that you can remain anonymous if you have any information about the owner, about that blue trailer which they have posted pictures of online, or if you have information about this horse. Contact 251-208-7211 and remember, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, right, thank you, Kelly. 754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. And yeah, it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by Trailer Sales Alabama and McCoy Outdoor Company. And it's time to check in with the star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Arriscato from the A-Team. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all?
We're good. And I think, let me read the text you sent me on my phone to everybody. You called it a wreck fest. What is a wreck fest? What's happening
now? Well, if you Googled it right now, a video would come up of what we're doing, which is throwing it in there, popping it two times, and watching it go under and reeling in a nice trout, man. It's really been a fabulous morning already.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, it's just been fantastic, and it's really been good all week. We've had some really fantastic trips, huge, huge numbers of fish in the river systems down along the bay, and of course, waiting a little bit longer maybe for that delta to clear up. I think we're going to be okay there because, I, the last forecast I saw doesn't even show Barry going over 5 feet. I think the Tom's the only one that went into flood, so... You know, again, like we were talking about last week, just keeping our fingers crossed with some cold weather, maybe not too much rain out of this next system coming through. Man, that thing's going to turn on. But, boy, it has just been phenomenal here the last couple weeks. I mean, last week, popping corks with live. We're using live and voodoos today, and I'll tell you that the live is really putting on the show this morning. I can tell you, we're catching a few on voodoos, but it's nothing like we're catching them on live. So, you know, if you can get your hands on some live shrimp, this, at least through this weekend, or maybe until it really gets sure enough cold and some of this bait gets out of here, I think that's going to be the deal. And it still sounds like they're catching plenty of bait. You know, all the shops have seemed to be pretty well loaded up with bait, so it shouldn't be a problem getting it.
Yeah, this water temperature for sure is going to drop over the next week. We've got the cold over the weekend. Then Dr. Bill talks about some freezing temps next week. They'll really strap.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's really – you're going to really see some changes. But then, you know, we get that. That's really kind of the next step in this whole process where we go from this summertime fishing transitioning into fall, and then you start to move towards those wintertime levels, you know. And usually that first freeze – is what really triggers that, when that water temperature really starts getting down in the mid-60s and stuff. But right now we're in that transition period where they're catching right now while we're talking, but we're in this transition period where the fish are on the flats, on the rivers, edges of the river channels. You know, when it starts to really get sure enough cold, those fish are going to roll off into the river channels. But right now you're going to want to target those, all of the flats, you know. If you find the river channel, all of our river systems have the same features where you have flats out off the river channels, looking for slicks, looking for birds. Birds are giving it away. I chased down some mullet this morning, and it turned out the fish were under those. So, you know, anything that gives a sign away of some fish right now is what you're going to want to target. That flats fishing is a kind of a different ball game because you really got to kind of pay attention to what's going on. The fish really stay on the move with the bait. There's no feature to hold them in one little area, you know, so you kind of got to stay on the move until you find them. But one of the other signs of this fall transition is when they start to gather up like they're doing, like we've been on all week and this morning, to where, I mean, I really, once we found the fish, I don't think I've moved 75 feet. We've been steadily catching them.
Okay, so you're talking about those dead-end rivers here, local rivers, and the flats. How does somebody know they're on the flat? How deep is that, Captain Bobby?
Well, it depends on what river system you're in. You know, if you go down around like the Fowl River area, the flats, some of those flats are a little bit deeper than what I consider a typical flat where you're fishing 5-6 feet of water. You move up to a place like the Delta where you're going to fish a place like Delvan Bay or Grand Bay or even any of the flats along the edges of, say, the Appalachian, for example. You might be in 2 to 4 feet of water. So it's just the shallower areas. If you follow those river channels, you can see where those shallower areas off those river channels. You know, it's going to be kind of relative to the area that you're fishing. Dog River, you might be fishing 3 or 4 feet, you know. So just the shallow areas off the main river channels is where you're going to want to focus. And, it's going to be kind of dependent on the river system that you're in.
All right. Tell folks how they get a trip booked with the A-Team.
Just go to ateamfishing.com, which is the website, and maybe I'll have some video of this thing going on right now. They've caught about 3 or 4 just since we've been talking, you know. So, anyway, but ateamfishing.com, and give us a shout. We'll get you fixed up. It's going to be a good winter.
Yeah, it's currently a whack fest, and it should continue.
Yes.
All right, Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week.
Guys, y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And check them out in Theodore at Trailer Sales Alabama. By the way, their trailer, the Anchor, the thing that carries the whole Go Play Outside prize pack. You can check that out on our website, Facebook page, Instagram page as well. Coming right back, Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us.